Hello, good evening to everyone. I had a little technical glitch here, but we are on now. This is Florence in Atlanta, and we're going to continue what we started last week. We were talking about practicing God with us. And I had a few things to share which I couldn't share last week, so we do a part two of the show, and hopefully those of you who will come later will be able to listen to it and get the insights that I wanted to share. We started off last week talking about that verse in Matthew, which is Matthew 1:23. It says that they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. And at 23 also goes, all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. A few things that were shared last week, people were talking about how much it's important to be still and hear God. Briefly, they were talking about, you know, things that we can so easily control, like too much TV, too much noise, too much gossip, too much empty talk. All those things we can easily, you know, shut up, essentially, and be quiet so that you can hear God speak. But the other things that we talked about were the disturbing, silent thoughts that come to draw you away from God. And it could be anything. People mentioned, maybe resenting someone, being angry, worry, fear. All these things you cannot really be entertaining in thought and feel God at the same time. We all know, as we mentioned last week, that nobody has seen God, but we feel God. And that feeling has no disturbance in it. It's peace. And you can only feel that when your thought, you have certain kind of thinking that allows you to really feel, hear, and continue to listen to what God is telling you. Prayer, and being in a prayerful mode, is one of the ways that we can really do come to Him with all our hearts so that we can hear what God has to say. And this is not singular to anyone. Everybody has the ability to do that because we all, in fact, reflect God. But I wanted to share today some of the insights that I've gained through my study of the book that I've been mentioning, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. It makes a great impact once you learn the nature of God. Of course, this is all happening in consciousness because, again, God is not a person or he's not sitting somewhere like perhaps most of us grew up with. It's all a matter of what kind of thoughts are going on, what we are entertaining in our thinking. Okay, now in Christian Science we do learn, or we have learned, that God has many other synonyms. Actually, there are 7 of them. I will name them and then we'll go into how we can feel God without what we know about these synonyms. The first one is principle. So you could say practicing principle with us. Second, mind. Again, mind with us. Spirit, spirit with us. Soul with us. Life with us. Truth with us. And finally, love with us. When we learn the attributes of all these synonyms, we see that it can so easily be practiced. In other words, we can put these are not some words up there that they are so ethereal that you can't, what does it mean in my life? They are practical things, and I'll go into them. For example, if we're talking about principle, we're talking about justice, we're talking about laws that govern us, and we know that, you know, there are God's laws, which are only good. The laws of God tell us that, you know, we are not this, you know, mortals walking around here that are subject to every material law that tells us, well, we're getting old, you know, so we should expect such and such illness, that we should be on such and such medications, and all the other things that go along with the myth about old age. So if we're practicing this, then it's principle with us. We are being a law unto ourselves. I will allow God's laws alone to govern me. And then we come to mind, God as mind. And by the way, all these synonyms are started with capitals, principle with a capital P, and so on. So mind, talking about mind as God, all intelligence, where does it come from? Wisdom, right? Discernment. Those are just a few. But if we are knowing that God is mind and that I am the reflection of this mind, then I can know everything I need to know when I need to know it, because it is constantly present. So then if, say, you are in school and something comes up, you can know that whatever I need to know, I can know right now, because mind, God, with me. And of course, spirit. Spirit really means God with us. So it's because God is spirit. The Bible says God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So we know that if God is spirit, then we are indeed spiritual. This is very important because it makes us see ourselves correctly. Instead of the whatever we've been educated with, that we are this matter body walking around here subject to every ill and woe, we can uplift our thinking to the truth that if God is spirit and we are his reflection, we are his expression, then we are indeed spiritual. That made a lot of sense to me. At first I didn't quite get it, but I get it now. It means it makes sense. It makes sense because if we can all see God, if God is sitting somewhere, then we could say, well, you know, if we are his reflection, then we have to be in a different way. We have to be these so-called mortals walking around here. But if he is spirit, if we all agree that God is spirit, then we are indeed spiritual. And in fact, it's a better way of thinking about who we are, because from that point of view, from that spiritual point of view, we know that we do not have to accept all the other things that the world thought claims to be a part of us. Soul. What is soul? Soul as God is beauty, grandeur, honor, says in our textbook, it says that man is the expression of soul. And if you really spend some time to think about that, it will give you a better understanding of who you really are, your real self. This is the self that is hid with Christ. And then life, God as life, the source of all activity, all movement, all of it. Where does it come from? Okay, we've been educated otherwise. It's the nerves, it's the muscle, it's the this, it's the this. But it became so clear when, or it becomes so clear when you see someone lying there and nothing is happening. I think, in fact, for me, my experience in midwifery really makes it more credible, because when a baby is born, right away they don't start, they're like just a lump of something. And then in a few seconds, here they go, start breathing again. It makes sense to believe or to trust that something else outside of this fleshly body is life. And from there, we have our strength. For example, I'm sure everybody has experienced at times where you may be going through a difficult time and everything seems so bad, and you probably feeling physically tired, and yet you have to do certain things. And somehow, especially I've had it when I've prayed, Father, please help me in this next few hours, what I have to do to be able to do. And all of a sudden, it's as if the strength comes from somewhere. And here you're able to do, you're able to accomplish whatever you had to do. Sometimes I look back and I'm amazed at certain things that I've been able to do that I know the strength couldn't have been from me. And I have one specific experience where I actually have shared probably here before, where I just was at my the last breath or strength that I had to carry on, and all of a sudden, you know, just looking to God to help me somehow. It's as if a burst of energy comes through and you're able to complete what I had to do. So life with us. We must think of these things. We must go back and look at these lists and add whatever value, whatever attribute in the dictionary, particularly the 1828 dictionary, gives the spiritual meanings of some of these words. And you can, you know, fill in your own blanks, whichever feels true to you, and feel that presence with you. That is God with you. And then truth, of course, truth. Truth has no mistakes. Truth has no error, so to speak. So we can feel that, yes, truth is with us when we are knowing that all is well right now. All is well right now, not because of our strength or because we've been able to so organize everything. No, because truth is here. God, truth is here. And then, of course, the most dear to my heart, love is here. Love with us. This one, I think it's underlined so much because whenever we are fearful, whenever we are anxious, whenever we are worried, any of those times we couldn't possibly be feeling the love of God. And sometimes I wonder, some of the things, some of the really bad things that we see, probably on television or in the news or something going on, people doing wrong things, you have to wonder that if they do really feel the love of God, if they're really feeling the love of God, they wouldn't be doing that. it's not possible that you could do that. How could you harm and your neighbor? How could you do wrongs to someone when you are feeling the love of God? This has to be impossible. So I just had to explain this, because this understanding of what God is really broadens our understanding of what we are. And it's something that, you know, you can practice day in and day out. Practice the feeling of it. Know that it is here, and you can feel it too. Now, one of the ways that one can do this, though, is to get self, yourself, out of the way. Other things to get out of the way in order to feel God is human will out of the way. I must do this. I've got to go here. Well, how do you know that you have to do that very day or that very hour? And yet, you know, if you don't take care, it drives you. You are driven to do things that you do not have to do. And on another episode, I think we shared about putting God first. I think that's one of the best ways, one of the disciplines, I should say, that you can consistently practice in order to feel the presence of God. When I first started studying Christian Science, in order to really feel God, because I really didn't feel God. I was frightened, I was anxious, I felt lonely at times. Perhaps I didn't feel worthy to feel this love of God. But as time went on, I started just practicing simply by just telling myself all the time, no, God is with me. Whatever I was doing, I was knowing that God is with me. And of course, I started my day knowing that God is here today. He's every moment I can know that He is with me. And also declaring that God, if God is mind, then I am reflecting that mind. That's mind with me. And if I'm reflecting that mind, then whatever I needed to do that day, I would be able to do. I also knew that the day is in His hands, so He's guiding me. Without that, I would start my day me. This is the self that I was talking about, planning it all. Okay, I have to do this, I have to go here, I have to do this. And there was a lot of anxiety involved with that, because there is uncertainty. But when you first start, as we talked about last week, I think, about starting your day with God, being still for some time, knowing, actually feeling God's presence before you start your day, it puts it in a different level altogether. I have actually heard in my thought, you know, do this first or do that, as if someone is ordering me or telling me what I should do here and here. Do this, do that, do that. And the day goes a whole lot better. It goes a whole lot better. And I read last week this thing about a lot of people will say, well, but I can hear God. Oh, yes, you can hear God. You do a few things and be prepared, lift up your thought, ready and eager to hear, and you can hear God. We block it out with what? Wrong thinking. Wrong thinking. As the wrong thoughts come, oh, you're depressed, oh, you're not going to be able to do anything, and all. Well, you know, do we accept those? If we do, then we're on the other side. Mrs. Eddy calls it the straight and narrow way. Well, it's in the Bible too. The straight and narrow way means a laser vision of God's way. And it's a surrender, really. Father, show me what you want me to do today. That living, that practice can save you a lot of time, a lot of grief, a lot of anxiety, a lot of unnecessary fear. Your day is ordered then. Because it's all already done in mind. And I read something during the week, just a few simple statements. The first one says that the results of wrong thinking abound, and we are more convinced in the power of these false beliefs than in what we profess about the supremacy of God. Well, some time back I used to think supreme means the best, you know, better than others. But the supreme, really, in that 1828 dictionary, talks about the only. It's all. God is all. So we have no choice, really, but to dismiss, banish these false thoughts that come, and to trust God's allness. If you put it in practice, you will see the results yourself. And the other statement was, the more we identify with what God is and therefore learn what we are, the more we experience the fullness of health and holiness. Well, one might say, why health? But why not? God did not create sickness. Another falsity that we've all grown up with and believed, we trust it even more than we trust the goodness of God. So the right identification, identifying that we are spiritual, helps us to more experience the fullness of health. And the holiness meaning, of course, the purity of thought. We are able then to let go of wrong thoughts that come, dismiss them, and know that we can dismiss them. Because there is no evil in spirit. And so ours being reflection of the spirit, no evil in spirit, reflection cannot have evil as well. Because no reflection can have what the original doesn't have. I was thinking about that today, and it reminded me of at home in Africa. We used to walk to school, and you know that's where I used to see my shadow. I don't remember seeing my shadow here since we've been here. I guess there's not enough sun to see my shadow. I don't walk enough to see it, but I remember clearly we'll be going to school, and we'll be looking at our shadow right beside us. And when we started to run, it ran too. When we lift up our arms, it did the same thing. It was really marvelous. It's interesting to look back now and think about that, because it helps me with the concept of being a reflection of God. What does that mean? Because it means we really do not originate anything. So then if purity is a quality of God, then only when I identify myself as that reflection can I also express that holiness, purity of thought. And I think it went on to say, hence we are to be alerted with our challenges to seek God more, to be more in our right mind. And all that also helps us to know who we are and to feel God's presence. A few other things that I put down is, whatever is not of God cannot be where God is. Right? So, we have to know who we are in order to feel God's love. a few other tips. At times, it's a hymn that has really brought the love of God, say, love with me, very clear to me. Some hymns particularly touch the heart, and we all have different things that do that. It could be a psalm. It could be a quotation from Science and Health, or it could be a quotation from the Bible. Anything. Things like, "Lo, I will be with you always." I mean, that really touches me. And what is the other ones about, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will help you." I mean, how closer can it get? And as you repeat these things, if you really know that it's now, it's not sometime in the future, that's the other trick. Like, oh, someday, this is going to happen. Or right now, it says right now is the accepted time. So right now, as I'm declaring these truths, is God with me? Do I have his presence here and now? Because after all, we know also through Christian Science that, and I'm sure elsewhere too, that God is omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient, and omniaction. He is all in all the power there is, all the presence that can ever be, all the wisdom and intelligence there could be, and the source of all action. If we think of God this way, omni being ever present, how can we not feel God with us? How can we not feel his presence no matter where we are? Our show is coming to an end. I hope that a few things that have been said today will make sense to you as you practice during the week. And we can all do better in feeling the love of God so that the anxieties and the fears and whatever else can be put away forever. Man is born free. We all deserve to be free. So till next week, have a great week practicing what you've gained today. And with that, I'll say bye for now.